It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Oh, good day, and welcome to Friday. It is December the 5th, 2025. And, of course, it's Boombox Parade in Bullhead City, the 27th annual, tonight at 6 o'clock on Hancock Road. And they say about the 6 o'clock, it should be about 68 degrees in Bullhead City. So you might need a little windbreaker or a jacket or maybe a blanket if you're one that get, you know, chilly. This is Speak Out 2.0. 106.3, 106.5, 106.7, and the first half hour you can't call in. You can't even text because it's a recorded program that I did with Dr. Terry Coyle from our Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club to tell you all about what's happening tomorrow night. Here's Terry Coyle. And today this is a recorded program with Dr. Terry Coyle, who also is in my Morning Kiwanis Club, who also is our current Lieutenant Governor, who also is our Master of Ceremonies for our inaugural Kiwanis Christmas Caroling Celebration. Tell us about it.
Fantastic. Well, first of all, I just want to say hello, crowd. Thank you very much for listening right now, because this is going to be the first time that we get to do something like this, and basically all we're trying to do is spread the joy and the love and the purpose of Christmas. Kiwanis is an organization that's been around for nearly 100 years with the primary purpose of serving the children in the community that the Kiwanis is involved with. And I thank the Lord that we have a noon Kiwanis as well as our morning Kiwanis, because we have a lot of children and there's been a lot of manpower and hours that both clubs have contributed, and this is our summary of trying to say thank you and just have an awesome time with the community and sing along caroling.
Where's it at?
This is going to be at the pavilion, which has been gracious enough to be built by John and Olivia McCormick, which is right there near off of 95, just south of the high school. You really can't miss it. It's a beautiful new outdoor pavilion.
And community pride advocates.
And the community pride advocates have also helped with this, absolutely.
And so what can people expect if they come Saturday night, December the 6th?
So don't say what we can expect, because the one thing we don't want is the W word.
Right.
But having said that, we're going to actually start opening doors at 5:30. There's going to be people that helps with parking. There's going to be plenty of people directing traffic. And we're just asking for people to show up with a light, because you are going to need a light source, as well as a blanket, so that way you can lay on the beautiful artificial grass and bring some joy, because this is the time for celebration and thanking and singing and just spending good time with friends, not necessarily buying presents for everybody and their neighbor and the next person that you didn't even know you're supposed to buy a present.
What's this cost for a family of four to show up that night?
It costs about 100 smiles. If you come with smiles, there's absolutely no charge. We're just doing this because this is what it's all about, is giving. We're going to have approximately how many booklets we're going to have?
400.
We're going to have 400 booklets that has been put together with classic traditional Christmas songs, a couple hymnal Christmas songs, and we're just expecting you to come with joy, lights, and a blanket.
And a couple top 40 songs by Paul McCartney and by Karen Carpenter. So, okay. And free hot chocolate all night.
Free hot chocolate. We're going to have this beautiful backdrop. It's basically a beautiful fireplace, open fireplace with lots of Christmas presents and, of course, a beautiful tree. I do believe the dimensions of the backdrop is 12 by 12?
12 by 9.
12 by 9.
9 feet high.
And we're going to have Mr. and Mrs. Claus there with their beautiful seats sponsored by White Orchid Nails. And we're going to have a professional photographer there. However, everything is going to be done for free. But if you definitely want to donate, we're never going to turn down free money.
And thank you to Craig Stacey, who used to own Camera Works in Bullhead City, who's going to come that night and just kind of coach the parents how to get that perfect cell phone picture of their children with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. And then when you go down and sit down and you start singing, you can start texting that picture to your whole family.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is not just one individual that's putting this all together. I mean, there's so many different people we can thank. Our primary sponsors, like Western Arizona, Dot Foods, Ron's Tire, Perkins, Mojave Electric Cooperative, America Family Insurance, Arizona, Daniel Septic Tank, TWN, and the Salvation Army, and the White Orchid Nails. We also have included the Murphy Broadcasting, our newspaper and the Radio Central, because they're the one that's given us a lot of free airplay to help promote this, to have a community bonding event celebrating one singular purpose, which is Christmas.
So how many songs do you think we'll sing that night?
Well, I think we're going to try to sing roughly about 25 songs. I'm in the process of actually surprising the community. I'm trying to learn how to do the Mongolian throat singing, which is a very guttural, deep throat. In all seriousness, though, we're going to be singing about 25 songs. And like I said, please bring your lights, because unfortunately the area where you sit is not lit, and you're going to have your lights to be able to read.
Who else is going to be singing besides the public? I mean, is anyone else going to be there?
Well, we're fortunate enough to have the actual Southwest governor going to be in attendance, and she's from the Phoenix area, and she's going to be with us that night. Her name's Erica Stevens. We're going to have Cameron Pruitt from Mojave High School Choir Director, and he's also the director of the choir. Madison Myers from Desert Star Academy. Hope United Methodist Church is going to definitely help with that. Holly Proctor, she's been unbelievable. This lady has literally went through the songbook and reorganized a lot of the songs word by word, so that way it's a little bit more fluid when we sing and a little bit easier to comprehend as we sing. And she's part of the music director of the Ghost Light Theater. And then, of course, we're going to have Chelsea Wegner from the program. She's a program director for the Wegner Music Academy. We're going to have the mayor. He's going to be one of the things that helps open everything up. And we're going to have Mr. and Mrs. Claus there.
Right. And I just talked with my friend Jackie Jensen at Bullhead City this week. Once we get the final words and our buddy Nick gets them online on our website, she will make a QR code. Anybody walking in that night will be able to touch that QR code and download all the songs to their phone.
Oh, that is definitely something new. It's amazing what they can do with technology now.
Another thing that only costs a smile.
Only costs a smile. That's free. Well, thank you, Miss Jackie, for doing that. And, of course, she works for the city, so that's awesome that the city's allowing us to use this. And they're not charging us for this, are they?
No. They don't charge us for the park. They don't charge us for – they'll do the cleanup for us. Daniel Septic is loaning us 4 porta-potties. Mojave Electric Cooperative is in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center are helping print the booklets for everybody. And it's just it's going to be a great first event that we've done, an inaugural event. And there's also something that's been added by the Community Pride Advocates. I'll let Terry tell you about that.
Well, So let's give us a little orientation. So we're going to be at the pavilion, the McCormick Pavilion, right. And how the seating's arranged, the stage is actually looking kind of due southeast or southwest. Right behind that location is what's called Gary Keith Park. And Gary Keith Park is an individual that has been very he was a go-getter here in the earlier 80s, mid-80s, and was part of the Los Matadors. And they created this park in honor of Gary Keith. And they were the ones actually back in 1997 to actually put the first flagstone in.
Right.
And right behind, like I said, right behind where the pavilion's located, you'll notice there's a bunch of like sidewalk lights and little one-foot lights sticking off the ground. Well, we're going to be, because of Community Pride Advocates, they're going to set up essentially little mini 10x10 booths with the Christmas theme. And along the sidewalk, it's not really a sidewalk, it's like, kind of like a cart path.
Yeah.
And they're going to be lit up. But the big thing, apparently, the Los Matadors several years ago had bought a pre-lit tree. How tall is that thing again?
I've heard 40. I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, they had donated to the city. And the city is actually going to put that right there at Gary Keith Park. And we're hoping that we're going to time this right to where approximately song 15, we're going to sing an old song called Oh Christmas Tree. And at that point, we're going to have everybody stand, look due south, because right there as we're singing that song, if we time it right, that tree is going to be lit at the same time. And that's something I hope will kick off the Christmas season year after year after year.
I agree. Let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat with Terry Coyle after these messages. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable fiber internet. Call 928-444-8232. And Perkins America Food Company, where it's Friday, which means it's Fish Friday. All the fish you can eat at Perkins.
You'd think that people would have had enough of a silly love song. Well, look around me and I see.
Give the gift that keeps on giving all year long with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Enjoy seamless movie nights and uninterrupted streaming so you can plan for what matters most, family time. MEC member discounts available. Sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Radio Central's Christmas Cash Extravaganza has arrived, wrapping the tri-state in the brightest, most festive holiday giveaway of the season. This year, we're sprinkling our town with a magical blizzard of Christmas cash. Imagine the merry feeling of winning a crisp $100 in Christmas cash, ready to spend at incredible local businesses. Just when you think the season couldn't get any more joyful, on December 19th, one lucky grand winner will walk away with $1,000 cash in hand. Entering is as easy as holiday pie. Visit the following participating Christmas Cash businesses, drop your name in the box, and you're in. Multiple chances to win. Enter once per day per location. In Lake Havasu City, A Cut Above Grooming, The Kind Connection, Amigos Birria Tacos, Hello Darlin Boutique, Amore Pie, and more. In Bullhead City, Game Over Retro Games. In the Kingman area, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware and Annie's Thrift Store. Enter today and let the Christmas magic begin.
Radio Central Christmas Cash, not redeemable for cash or considered real cash.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Live from our Bullhead City studio, I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the next 10 minutes or so are recorded, so you won't be able to call in. This is an interview with Dr. Terry Coyle, who is our Lieutenant Governor for Kiwanis, for our area, and will also be the MC for our Christmas, Kiwanis Christmas Caroling tomorrow night. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We're normally live from our Bullhead City studio, but today this is a recorded interview, so you can't call or text a question. We're with Dr. Terry Coyle, who actually right now is working. And we recorded this last week because of the simple fact that he wasn't going to be available today, but he's the master of ceremonies for this caroling event that our Kiwanis Club is putting together. So I'm going to let Terry tell you more about it.
Well, thank you. So we're going to have a bunch of ambitious high school kids helping out. We're going to have Mojave High School and Cameron Pruitt, as well as Desert Star Academy with Madison Myers. And Holly Proctor essentially is going to be the director of how everything's going to go in terms of the singing and the timing.
And by the way, they're already practicing together.
Oh, that's awfully nice.
I know.
And if for those of you, that's Dr. Ryan Proctor's wife. And, wow, I did not know she was such a musical expert. How do I say that? Because when I looked at the choir book and how she proofread it, it literally looked like she knew how to write music and, you know, the scales and all that stuff. And I was like, wow, that's... You could tell she spent some time editing. Yes. This wasn't just her skimming over it.
This is going to be a fabulous event because of those three individuals that you just named, starting with Holly Proctor, who came to me by Terry Sponder, and Terry said, you got to involve her. And Terry got me her number. When I called her, she was so excited about this event. You know, the city, the police department told me that he could see roughly 600 people sitting out there singing that night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good, because the more people out there singing, the less you're going to hear my awful voice. I always try to tell people, if you're going, don't be afraid to sing as long as there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Or just the opposite, if it's just you taking a shower in your car.
Or the shower, or the shower water's running, or the radio's turned up in the car. So we're going to give out 400 books with 25 songs in them, and you'll also have a QR code when you walk in if you want to download all those songs onto your phone and have them for the future.
And this is something we have to keep in mind. Tradition. The whole reason why we're doing this is for tradition. And it's so important with how busy the world is right now and how just divided everybody is right now. This is the one time we can all say, you know what? Let's spread the joy and love. And it's awesome that you've created this because, you know, right now as we speak, there's lonely seniors in the senior center that has nobody visiting them. Who's to say that they can't get permission to go over there, pop out that book, and sing a couple songs?
Right.
Because I know we have a lot of churches in our community that does that.
Right.
Ours, for example, does that.
And at the same point in time, the Community Pride Advocates have come up with an event that's going to kind of parallel ours. This is, by the way, this is the night after the Boombox Parade, Saturday night, December the 6th, at the John and Olivia McCormick Pavilion. And then the park outside of that is the Gary Keith Park. And the Community Pride Advocates are going to jump on board. I'll let Terry tell you what they're doing.
Man, this is the exciting part. So basically just south of the pavilion is Gary Keith Park. And it's got a beautiful flagstone with a huge flagpole. And a lot of times during like the yearly community prayer event, they'll meet there at that flagpost. Well, in this case, they're going to have, I think, 15 booths lined up right along the trail, because it's a good 5 foot wide trail that's very easy to navigate. You can actually, it's wheelchair accessible, and each booth is going to be 10 by 10, and essentially they're going to decorate it with Christmas in mind. And I do believe they're going to have, they're going to pick like the best of.
Oh, yes, they have awards for this. So they have got businesses and whatnot to buy each space for a price, and then they're going to light them all up that night.
Yeah, they're going to have overall display contest categories, including best overall, which is the judge's choice, best use of solar, White Christmas, and the public choice, which is a twinkle of approval is how they label that. And the setup starts on November 15th and goes to November 30th.
Right, so they're already set up by the time we do this on the air. They will have already been set up. They have already been tested. And years ago, the Matadors bought a big Christmas tree, and then they didn't set it up, so they donated to the city. Now the city's donated to Community Pride Advocates.
And we have to go back a little bit and discuss, actually, the Community Pride Advocates' two primary purposes. The first one is to improve the public spaces. It's so important that when you come into a town, not to see trash cans and trash and this and that that just looks unruly. And the Community Pride Advocates does a great job at trying to make sure that our public spaces are beautified, if there is such a word. The second thing is even, I think, even more important, which is to promote civic engagement. And what that essentially means is, have people talking, have people interacting with one another. You know, when you go out to a park, you expect people to go out there and throw frisbees and have their dogs on a leash and walking and talking, saying hi to one another. And I'm so proud to say that we have this group, Community Pride Advocates, on this. I really am.
And who else is sponsoring this, the event that we're putting on, the caroling event? But then, of course, the Community Pride Advocates has their sponsors and their businesses that are participating in the lighting. But our caroling event, where we're going to give away 400 books and allow people to download all these words and get free hot chocolate and pictures with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, is brought to you by...
So we have a lot of... we appreciate Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. We definitely love, I particularly love, the green beans at Perkins, and they're one of the sponsors. Ron's Tire, which I do believe they just changed it over name to Big O Tires.
Right.
We have Dot Foods, and they have been such a welcome blessing in this community, I'm telling you. We have Beth McDonald and America Family Insurance. We can always appreciate Mojave Electric. I'm telling you, they were all-stars. You remember two years ago when we had storm Labor Day weekend?
Yep.
Can you believe how quickly they're just, boom, getting things done? And having all the other electric companies from around the area come in to help out. That was beautiful. And, of course, Arizona, you know, you can't live out here unless you have air. I mean, let's be fair with that. And Arizona's got this new program where they can actually Wi-Fi your air condition, and they keep stats on your air condition, make sure it's in good shape. We have Daniel Septic Tank, and they've lent us four porta-potties for this particular event.
Yep.
TWN Communication. We also have Bullhead City. I mean, right. Think about everything they're letting us do for free. The Salvation Army and White Orchid Nails are sponsoring the chairs, which is, you wait till you see them. They're actually awesome to see Mr. and Mrs. Claus on those things.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, didn't Mojave College also help?
Not yet. They possibly may.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. And then, of course, we have Murphy Broadcasting. We have Mojave Daily News and the Radio Central.
It takes a team to do these things and put all this together, and it's growing every week. As we started this several months ago with a committee, and Terry's on the committee, we've been fortunate that people have stepped up and said this and that. Like the hot chocolate, you know, it was the Salvation Army who said, well, we'll donate the hot chocolate. And then Warm Sea said, I got these two big vats that have a pour spout on them. You want to borrow them? I'm like, yes.
You know, this is the beautiful thing. When you start involving businesses, and really, they're really not getting much sponsorship. They're really not. I mean, besides what I've just mentioned and this little thing on the backside, for them to do this, this is not about money. this is about the attitude and the spirit of Christmas, and it's all about giving. And I hope people come with smiley faces. Bring your kids, especially bring your kids. And you know what? If you don't have kids, bring yourself and grab. You know, we're in a community where it's seniors, and I guarantee you that night there's going to be a grandma and grandpa in their home by themselves to spend the evening. Let's try to make a little difference and invite them to come out here so they don't have to be alone.
Dr. Terry Coyle, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to be the MC for the event, and I hope I don't embarrass you guys or embarrass myself.
Dr. Terry Coyle with Kiwanis. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Do you need a mortgage? You want a nice low interest rate? You want the name of the guy with the vault, with the key, with the money? Chad Hansen. 928-288-2691. And we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, a skilled nursing facility that's almost like a home-type setting. Stop by and check it out. 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Give the gift that keeps on giving all year long with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Enjoy seamless movie nights and uninterrupted streaming so you can plan for what matters most, family time. MEC member discounts available. Sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Service is provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Slow internet? Not this holiday season. With TWN Fiber, enjoy speeds up to 2 gigabits and unlimited data to keep your family connected. Fast, reliable, holiday ready. Visit twncomm.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Lake Havasu Symphonic Winds presents Stars, Stripes, and Sleigh Bells, December 14th at 3 p.m. in the Lake Havasu High School Performing Arts Center on Palo Verde Boulevard. Adult tickets are $10. Children and students through age 17 are free. Advanced tickets are available at Soundbank Electronics, Scoops Ice Cream, and online at Eventbrite.com. Tickets may be purchased the day of the concert at 2:30 p.m. when the box office and doors open. Need more info? Call Loretta at 928-680-6927.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top five year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HD2 and translators K292ES 106.3 FM in Kingman, K293 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City and Needles, and K294 CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. Our guest for the next half hour, we have Stephen Brown, Pastor Stephen Brown, with the Bullhead Area Food Bank.
It's the Bullhead Regional Food Bank.
Bullhead Regional Food Bank.
Yes.
And so you've been a part of the food bank for how many years?
Oh, for years now. I was on the board before this position came available. When the position came available, I obviously went for it. Just seemed to be a perfect fit. I love it. I live and breathe the food bank and helping people. It's not even a job to me. It's just what I do.
It's a passion.
It really is.
Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about the food bank, because we all saw nationwide where when the government shut down and people weren't getting some of their benefits, food was what they were really lacking.
It really was. There was a big scare before the SNAP benefits even got cut.
Okay.
And so we've seen our numbers, which were already big, intensify before people even lost their assistance. So we were able to prepare for it. We reached out to all of our partners, our partner agencies, our grocery store rescue program that we have. And then I reached across the river. I went to Laughlin. I went to actually Las Vegas to the big supplier there, Three Square. I got in touch with them. They got on board. They're one of our new partners now.
Good.
Yeah, so we started doing weekly pickups from them to be able to make up for the need.
So you have to go to Vegas and pick it up and bring it down?
We do. We go up there. They started giving us 2 truckloads a week now, so that's an extra 18,000 pounds.
Wow.
They want to give us a few of their bigger stores, their Sam's Clubs up there to be able to pick up and do their grocery store rescue to bring that back to help. Because, you know, we help out the whole tri-state. Laughlin Food Bank, people in Laughlin.
Yeah, you don't stop at borders.
No. Yeah. We don't see borders. We just want to feed people needles. We ship the food around to where it's needed. We don't want to hoard it. We want to give it out to the public.
Right. So you're not necessarily feeding people on needles at the food bank. You're sending food to needles.
Yeah, we'll send food to needles. We work closely with Pastor Jim Jones from Firehouse Ministries.
Okay.
What it is we are the regional food bank because St. Mary's is our biggest supplier.
Right.
And they'll send truckloads, and they come to us. Since we are the biggest, then we distribute it to Laughlin.
You're the dot food to the food banks.
Of the food banks, we truly are. I want to give a big shout-out to Dot Foods. They help us out so much. They're one of our biggest contributors. Today, they're going to be loading up our trucks and sending them back as well. So it seems to be almost on a weekly basis that Dot Foods is it's there for us. They're there for the community,
right.
And they do a lot to help us out.
Well, that's good. What are there other local businesses that are out there on a regular basis making contributions?
Oh, every day. We got Sam's Club. Safeway, Smith's is one of our biggest. They help us. They let us set up a booth in front of Smith's and get donations, whether it's we're doing a food drive or we're part of their inspiring donations. Smith's has a program that if you link your Smith's card to their inspiring donations program, once a quarter we're going to get a 0.5% of anything that you spend will go back to the food bank, and we'll be able to use that for operating costs. You know, the food bank, it takes between $5,000 and $6,000 a month just to keep operations going, from keeping fuel in our trucks to keeping the lights on.
$5,000 to $6,000 a month?
Just in bills, just to keep it operating.
Yeah.
Everybody else is a volunteer, too. It takes 20 to 30 volunteers a day just to have the doors open to be able to do what we do.
And who is your biggest volunteer down there?
Oh, we have a whole list. We have a volunteer coordinator. Her name Debbie. She's our volunteer coordinator. She's the one that gets the new volunteers in. If you ever want to come and volunteer at the food bank, it'll go through Debbie, and she'll get you all set up. Whether it's maybe you can't load groceries into bags or pull grocery carts, but you can deal with people and work on a computer, log them into the system. Debbie will find you a good fit. And
so you can use people in several different areas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll find you a good spot that's compatible with you. You know, we want you to go and have a good volunteering experience, not something that's going to weigh you down.
How many volunteers are you using in a given day?
Between 20 and 30 volunteers a day.
Really?
That's what it takes from our front end, our production, our warehouse. We have retired semi-truck drivers that go around and do the grocery store rescue. We have guys that load the trucks, that unload the trucks, that weigh everything in. Everything is done and documented. So from the time the client walks through the door, we know exactly how many times they're allowed to come once a week.
Okay.
Everything is documented, and we keep files on everything, so we could just be accountable for everything that we do.
And with your files, are you sharing them with other food banks? Or do we know for sure that someone's not just going from food bank to food bank to food bank?
Oh, we do. We're all connected. It's on a system that's called Link to Feed.
Okay.
And so we know if they've been to Laughlin, if they've been to Needles, if they were in Phoenix. We are all connected on the same system. But they're allowed to come to our food bank once a week if they've been anywhere. We just have that thing. If they're at the food bank, it's because they need to be.
Right. And the thing about being connected is you don't have enough food for people to double dip. You don't have enough food for people to say, well, I'll take this and then I can sell it to my neighbor. Or, you know, that's not what it's for.
Yeah, we don't really, we definitely don't want no one selling this stuff. So all of our labels, the things that could be sold, we mark those out with magic markers. We pretty much got a control of those things because we do get non-food items too that go directly to the public.
Right.
We have hygiene products that we give out. We give diapers out. There's so many facets to it. We just want to make sure that everybody that needs it and gets it. If they definitely need it, if we have it, they're going to get it.
Well, and that's important because you don't want to hoard it. You want to give it to the people that need it.
Exactly. Like last month, we did close to 150,000 pounds of food we gave out to the Bullhead City area. 8,000 individuals ate out of the food bank. That's just us documented last month alone.
1 month.
In 1 month, yep. It was 3,313 families came and got groceries at the food bank.
In the 31 days, I mean, the whole month.
Yeah, right. Well, we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
And then Thursday's our evening day. So the people that generally can't come on our regular 9 to 2 schedule,
right.
We're open from 2 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays.
So you get a lot of people on Thursday nights that can't make
Thursday
it.
Oh, Thursday nights is, it's usually about 350 families on Thursday nights. Last night was 318. It seems to be a little bit less of a number during the beginning of the month. And then when their assistance and their SNAP benefits run out, we're
so
close to 400
on
a Thursday night before.
Because some people, if their refrigerator's full and their shelves are full, they're not going to go.
No, they're not going to go.
But come the end of the month, they might go, well, we could use some food.
Yeah.
Let's go see Steven.
Yeah, exactly.
So they all line up in their cars or they come at different times? Can you get 300 cars down there?
Throughout the day we can. So we do have that parking lot next door. That's where everybody parks. They come in and they check in. We switch the whole system around when you come into the food bank. And so we have the front end as a front end. And then you get a poker chip and that correlates with what size of cart you get and what different options that you have. So once a month you could get this commodity box. We'll give you a chip for that. A regular cart. It's a family of four or less. Get a regular size cart. Today the cart is 58 pounds, so it's a healthy amount of groceries. We have meat, eggs, milk, everything's in the cart today.
And you have a fundraiser coming up March 14th.
We do. We got the celebrity cook-off coming up. So we are going to be...
Somebody texted me about it.
Yeah.
You can imagine who.
Yes, I know. So our celebrity cook-off is going to be amazing. It's our annual event that we do. This is going to be the second year annual event. And what it is there's five chef stations where they do a cook-off to see who's going to win. Last year, the men's home won.
Right.
So they're going to be returning champions. It ain't just regular men's home guys either. They were chefs and cordon bleu chefs, so they got some stiff competition coming
up. And let's promote, if we can, for just a minute. Who took those food stations and created them?
Mr. Chris Morgan,
right.
Our chairman. He envisioned that, and they're amazing. So he took a toolbox on wheels, brand new, and with the wooden top, and then cut into it. Well, he's a master electrician.
Right.
So he put an electric top on there, and underneath it's all the pots and pans, all the utensils, everything that they need to be able to cook the meal. One of our other board members, Robert Inslee, he comes up with the food, the different packages, the things that they're going to make, whether it's steaks, it's shrimp, it's seafood, whatever it is. So it's going to be an awesome event. We're really looking forward to it. We have tables coming up. We'll be getting those out at the middle of this month for sponsorships on the tables. It's, like I said, it's our biggest fundraiser. We're going to have raffles. It's going to be just a good event for you to come out and enjoy it and give back to the food bank.
If people are listening right now and they think, well, I might want to buy a table at that event, do they just call the food bank?
Yep, they can call the food bank. 928-450-0630 is my phone number. The food bank is 928-758-7717, and we'll get you all the packet and the information on everything it's going to be to have either a corporate sponsorship, you get the tables and bring people from work and be able to let your hair down and have a good time, laugh at some of these chefs trying to trying to get these plates together. But, yeah, it's going to be a really good time.
And we just heard from Terry Coyle in the last half hour, but he was your MC last year.
He was our MC last year, and we are honored to have him back again this year.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward.
He's really getting into the MC business here.
Yeah, he brings that spunk and that fire with him.
Yeah.
So we really enjoy him being part of that, and his wife was a big part of it last year as well. So
Rose,
that was great.
Yep. And he's, of course, the MC tomorrow night for the Christmas Caroling. 6 o'clock at Gary Keith Park in the John Olivia McCormick Pavilion. We'll give you a book with all the words and everything.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm bringing my family tomorrow, so that's going to be a good time.
And by the way, Mr. Morgan said that they're looking for teams that might want to cook at that event.
Yes, so they're going to be interviewing teams this year. We talked about that last night in our board meeting. So they'll be interviewing teams, and if you would like to be one of the celebrity chefs, please reach out to me, 928-450-0630. And show us your skills, and we will get you in there behind the grill.
How exciting. You're going to interview the chefs.
Yep,
five teams.
Five teams this year. So, yeah, we're just looking for a good, healthy event. And
one of the things they talked about last year, I was a judge, was the idea of putting a camera on them as they're cooking. Did you guys bring that up at all?
Yes, we did. He brought an audio video specialist. I don't offhand remember the name, but
okay.
I will get that to you. But we will have audio video specialist in there to be able to magnify everything. Because last year, everybody wasn't able to see what was going on.
Yeah.
So now we want them to be able to see. They're going to be doing setups a little bit different, just getting better and better every year.
Be like a cooking show on TV. You'll be able to look down and see them cooking and everything.
Yeah, it's like the show Chopped. Like, yes, chef.
Yeah. So, and we don't know yet who the five teams are.
We don't. We know whether the reigning champs will be back, that's for sure.
Right.
But the other five teams, we are still in the interviewing process.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Stephen Brown. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. By the way, they just gave out yesterday the, I want to say, seven students are going to Washington, D.C. They named them all off and put them out in a press release. That's so cool. And we're also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. It's the number 2 golf course. You might not want to tee off early tomorrow morning, but you might want to tee off just about the time that sun comes up. Book your tee time at LaughlinRanch.com.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
The holidays are here. Is your internet ready? Don't let slow speed steal your chair. With 100% fiber internet from TWN, you can stream holiday movies, video chat with family, and shop online. No interruptions, no stress. Make every moment count this season. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details.
When opportunity knocks, open the storage unit door. That's right. Make your day on the lake stress-free with an Island Storage and Marine's boat garage. Because time is life's greatest commodity, make every moment count. You'll be located within proximity to public boat ramps. You'll also have access to concierge services and launch ramp under specific terms. You've been waiting for this. Availability won't last long. Call 928-680-8060 or stop by our office on the island next door to the Boathouse Grill. IslandStorage.net.
The spirit and excitement of Christmas is in full swing in Bullhead City. The Colorado River Women's Council is back. The 27th annual Christmas Boombox Parade is Friday, December 5th at 6 p.m., starting at Hancock Road and River Gardens, up to Train Road, with an estimated 95 entries. Second is an inaugural event the next night by the Community Pride Advocates. Lights in the park, 15 businesses with creative, fantastic holiday light displays, and a huge Christmas tree. Free in the Gary Keith Park. Follow their Facebook page for more information. An additional free inaugural event is the Kiwanis Community Christmas Caroling Celebration, coordinated by the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club. Also Saturday night the 6th in the John and Olivia Performing Arts Pavilion with the Mojave High and Desert Star Academy High School Choirs on stage. Free hot chocolate, free 25-song word booklet, plus Santa Claus with Mrs. Claus on hand for free pictures. Gates open at 5 p.m.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert.
Welcome back. 9 minutes to the top of the hour, and of course, Mr. Sean Hannity and his crew or friends or somebody will be in your ears right after the news. We're back with Stephen Brown, who is the executive director of the Bullhead Regional Food Bank. And we found out during the break, it's mocking audio and visual, that will be doing the audio visual that night, Mr. Brian Mocking. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's amazing. We're looking forward to seeing what he does to make our event so much better.
Yeah, good. You do a big peanut butter food drive, but why peanut butter?
Peanut butter is because it's so nutritious, and it's a great source of protein. And if you're elderly or you're a kid, it's good for everybody. We are actually partnered with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, WARMC. Last year was the first year we got involved with them, and we got second in the nation with help from Kiwanis, with help from other organizations in town.
I need you to call my wife.
Okay.
Because when she sees me put peanut butter on my celery stick, she goes, "That's fattening." But you need to call my wife and tell her, no, it's nutritious.
It is nutritious.
Yeah.
It's too bad they won't let it at the schools. They won't even let my son
peanut butter. Well, that's because too many kids are allergic to it.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're looking forward to winning this year. We really want to do everything we can. What the good thing about it is all the donations, they go back to the food bank.
And in reality, a homeless guy can put a jar of peanut butter in his backpack and it'll last him a while.
Yeah. He could have, and then it's... You could survive if you had to.
Right.
And so we're able to get people that source of protein that they need.
I said homeless guy, but you know, men and women.
Unhoused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unhoused.
Yeah.
That's a new term, huh?
Yeah, it's
unhoused.
A new term. Unhoused, yeah.
You're not homeless, you're unhoused.
So, yeah, so through the next 4 months, if you have peanut butter or you want to make a donation to the peanut butter drive, please come see us. We're at 590 Hancock, right in Bullhead City. We'll accept as much peanut butter as you can bring.
Well, if I recall, last year WARMC had boxes at their urgent care, the doctor's offices, everywhere, where people could drop off peanut butter of any kind. And, you know, when you go to the store, just grab an extra jar and drop it off.
Oh, yeah, we'll have them at Smith's. We'll have them all throughout the community. We'll have them on our website as well at bullheadfoodbank.org.
How do you get that box on the website?
The bucks on the website. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have the drop-off location.
So oh, good.
You'll be able
okay.
to check it out. And you can subscribe to our newsletter while you're there as well. It's a free newsletter. It shows you all the good things that are happening, the events that we have planned, all the charitable donations that we get. Talking about charitable donations,
yes.
I'd like to thank the City of Bullhead for their generous donation to be able to help us get through the crisis that we just went through and getting into next year with the $25,000 they gave us. To be able to do what we have to do to keep the food bank open. Also, the Burton Family Foundation for $10,000 that they had given us.
Okay.
We had a couple of other donations, too, that the people did not want to be recognized. But thank you, Mission Bank, for what they did today.
Okay.
And Tri-State Ace Hardware for their Roundup program in Cal Ranch, too.
Yeah, because a lot of people just say, you know, if you're buying something and it's $2.10, well, you round it up to $3, and then you guys get that 90 cents. That adds up throughout the day and throughout the month.
It truly does. So last month at the Tri-State Ace Hardware's, both Fort Mojave and Bullhead, $2,100.
Yeah, see? That's a chunk
today.
Of change.
Yeah, I was able to pick that up today and get some pictures with them. That'll be in the newsletter as well. We just want to give them a big shout-out and thank you as well.
Good.
Cal Ranch is doing it as well. Next month, if you're in Laughlin, at the market, they are this month, at the market in Laughlin, the new grocery store, they're doing it for us as well.
Good. And then you did something special for Thanksgiving.
We did. Thanksgiving was amazing this year. Typically, we do 500 family meals. This year, we were able to give out 957 full family meals to families in Bullhead City.
And these are Thanksgiving meals. So they're different than the normal boxes that you give out.
Oh, yeah. This is a it was a closed program that you had to come and sign up. We're going to be doing it different. But that includes the turkey, the rolls, the potatoes, the pie, everything that you needed for a full meal to have the family over and everybody get together. So that was amazing. We were able to do with the charitable donations from the Legacy Foundation, from
Feed a Family.
The Feed a Family program that they have.
Which is Golden Entertainment.
Yeah. Golden Entertainment gave us 75 full family meals. The River Fund, $8,000 they donated to be able to make that possible. So we just like to thank all the community engagement that we have. We also have Christmas holiday dinners coming up.
That's right. 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever, yeah.
So if you're at the food bank anytime next week, we have 500 spots that we have open up. So if you need a holiday meal, come get your food box. Sign up while you're there starting on Monday. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday until they are gone. We'll give you a ticket, and you'll be able to get a full family meal that you'll be able to pick up on that Monday before Christmas.
Okay.
So that's
pretty fabulous.
It is. It's amazing to be able to do that.
You know, a lot of families, that just makes a world of difference that they have the same thing we're all eating on things on Christmas, you know, the turkey and pie afterwards and yams and what else they have in there? Green beans or something?
Everything.
Corn?
get the vegetable. Everything that it includes for a full family meal. So if you are in need, come to the food bank this next week, and we will get you hooked up with a ticket.
Yeah, and that ticket you'll need come that Monday.
Come that Monday, yeah. Right. You're going to want to be signed up because we only have so many slots, so we're going to be doing 500. So come in this next week, and it'll go fast as we're doing 250 to 300 families a day. Yeah, so come in and get your food box and get signed up for Christmas.
If you normally get it on Wednesday, might need to pick it up on Monday.
we might have a really busy Monday.
Yeah.
So we don't know. So, but we are going to be here for you, and we're looking forward to that.
And we have to go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to highlight the end of the year is coming up, and we are in need. So if you are able and you have some end of year donations, we are a 501c3 charitable organization. These are tax deductible donations that can go to help feed our community. So if you are looking for an organization to get involved with that you want your dollars to be impacted right here in the local community, please come see us at the Bullhead Regional Food Bank, or you could go on our website, bullheadfoodbank.org, and donate right there, and it'll go right directly to help families in need in our local area.
Yeah, because all the donations you get stay here.
They stay here, yeah.
They don't leave the tri-state area.
No, they go right here to be able to impact our local citizens. So if you live from Laughlin to Needles, everywhere in between, we are there to feed you, and we'll definitely not turn you away. We're here to help you and do whatever we can to keep food in your belly.
Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it. It's always an honor to come on your station and reach out to our community. We love you guys, and we hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Everyone, have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Have a good one.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.